This is Ozarks at Large. Governing bodies across the state have been holding swearing-in ceremonies this week. That includes the Washington County Quorum Court. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us about some of the issues this latest group of elected officials will have to address at the start of this new year.
As the Washington County Quorum Court holds its meetings via Zoom during the pandemic, Justice of the Peace Eva Madison has experienced the following scenario a number of times.
We have a motion to pass the budget. Now we have an amendment to that budget by J.P. Madison. Is there a second to amend the budget?
I wasn't finished and I've been muted. I can't even talk without being muted.
J.P. Madison, I heard.
That's Madison getting muted as she's speaking to her colleagues.
What has happened in these meetings is that the county attorney, who acts as our parliamentarian, has become like the controller of the mute button.
At the start of the pandemic, the entire quorum court was meeting virtually. But County Judge Joseph Wood has since changed that arrangement, allowing some justices of the peace to attend meetings in person. Madison says that choice has largely been made along party lines.
And so it's kind of stayed consistently that way for the past few months, where the Republicans are there in the quorum courtroom, and the Democrats are on Zoom. Now, one Democrat, Ann Harbison, is attending in person as well.
That division, she says, is creating inequities in how the meetings are conducted, the most obvious of which is the ability to speak without getting muted. Madison has pushed back, at one point even wearing a shirt with the phrase, "I will not be muted," during budget committee meetings.
My shirt could clearly be seen, and the county attorney, he responded by changing his name on the Zoom to "Don't make me mute you." I mean, it shows that like we're dealing with a level of lack of sophistication and decorum in these meetings that has been not only amplified, I think, because of the Zoom world, but because of this division of Republicans meeting in person and Democrats meeting by Zoom.
Madison says getting muted becomes especially problematic when discussing issues brought up by her constituents.
And the other night, what I was talking about was pretty significant. It was the spending of the CARES Act money. We're sitting on $4.5 million that we got from the federal government that has no strings attached. And we've had absolutely no discussions about how we're going to spend it.
During special quorum court meetings that took place before Christmas to vote on the county budget, several members of the public urged the justices of the peace to use the CARES Act reimbursement to help residents who are struggling to make ends meet during the pandemic.
This isn't about being compassionate. It's about being proactive and putting forth a stabilizing decision for our county.
Washington County has the second most evictions of any county in the state of Arkansas, and it was the first county to stop giving out relief from the state fund that was established by the legislature earlier this fall.
I just wanted to ask that you consider families like me that are out here doing everything that we can to make rent.
Washington County Judge Joseph Wood says the county received its $4.5 million reimbursement from the state's $1.25 billion CARES Act allotment about a month ago. The money was meant to mitigate losses and spending related to COVID-19.
In particular, it was really about reimbursing them for what they were doing to prepare, protect, whether it be getting personal protective equipment, PPE, whether it was preparing their buildings for the public, whether it was glass and shields, gloves, preparing again folks for protecting employees and protecting the public.
Wood says Washington County's COVID-19 related costs added up to nearly $14 million.
Look at all the employees that who were impacted and had to modify, who were working 24-hour type of roles. Emergency care workers, jail workers, juvenile detention center workers. Those salaries rolled up pretty fast.
Since there are no restrictions on how the reimbursement is spent, it will be up to the quorum court to decide where that money will go in the new year. Wood says putting the funding toward rent or utility assistance, as some residents have suggested, would be an entirely new undertaking for the county government.
I think the court has tried to figure out how do we do something that is not an obligation or a state mandate constitutional responsibility of the sheriff or the judge or the assessor or the, so this is a off, meaning we're going to take county dollars to do something such as rental assistance for a nonprofit or an entity such as, say, a Seven Hills. How do you go through that particular process and what's the protocol for something like that?
Wood says there hasn't been much discussion about it because the reimbursement arrived only a few weeks ago, just as the Quorum Court was in the midst of approving a budget for 2021. And he adds agencies that already provide rent and utility assistance will likely receive more funding following the passage of the latest federal COVID-19 relief package.
The mechanisms are already put in place, so it's not the county trying to figure out how do we receive applications, how do we screen for qualifications and what the criterions are. It's just, again, following what the state has already put in place and who they're already working with.
As far as how quorum court meetings are conducted via Zoom, Wood says the occasional muting of speakers is necessary to keep the proceedings moving.
And I have to be able to speak and get to the issue and get to the vote. And so if I'm muting folks or we got folks who's not listening to others, and we have to continue to fine-tune that process until we get everybody back into the room.
Wood says with several newly sworn-in members, the quorum court can decide to establish rules of engagement and decorum. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The Washington County Quorum Court is scheduled to hold its first regular meeting of 2021 on January 21st at 6 p.m.